This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, Trump cancels the Air Force One deal, which is $4 million. We're being overcharged. It isn't needed. Much cheaper just to retrofit the planes with replacement parts. He's mad that Boeing's moving to China, too. It's a way to try to bring them, you know, to the woodshed to wake up and stop selling us out. China and Russia wouldn't move their aeronautics to another country. It's total national security violation. It was taxpayers that paid to pretty much build Boeing and turn into what it was in World War II. Been around, of course, before that. But they lied and said, oh, it's only $170 million that Air Force One cost. But then they had to admit it's $4 billion. This is the deceptions. That's the fake news. Meanwhile, Obama, as the fake news captain of the discredited mainstream system, falsely claims generals did not tell him about ISIS. It's on record he was told all about it and that it was Al-Qaeda. And him and Hillary were involved honchoing the whole deal. We covered that 4 years ago. Here it is.
So while ISIS represents a clear and present danger for the incoming administration, President Obama suggesting tonight in a brand new interview that his intelligence community let him down when it came to warning him accurately about the threat. Watch.
The ability of ISIL to initiate major land offenses, that was not on my intelligence radar screen.
Really? Because here's what some of his own intelligence officials were telling Congress in the months and weeks after the first major ISIS victory in Fallujah.
Syria has become a huge magnet for extremists, and we're seeing now the appearance of training complexes in Syria to train people to go back to their countries and
that was congressional testimony.
Of course, conduct more terrorist acts.
So let me give you the real proof. You've had General Flynn Clips here on the air. He's the new national security advisor that they're trying to confirm the media is demonizing because he retweets InfoWars. I'm just going to stop right there. and General Flynn's also at the end of this clip pointing out that he was ordered to help Al-Qaeda and then ISIS. So they were ordered to help them, and then they ordered them to falsify reports to Congress, and they wouldn't. So Obama was running them. In fact, let's finish the clip because Flynn's on it. Here it is.
We are concerned about the use of Syrian territory by the Al-Qaeda organization to recruit individuals and develop the capability to be able not just to carry out attacks inside of Syria, but also to use Syria as a launching pad.
Its current leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is a designated global terrorist under U.S. law, and we believe is currently based in Syria. His mission, as clearly stated in his own statements, is to carve out a zone of governing territory from Baghdad through Syria to Lebanon.
I mean, the scale of what they are involved in right now, particularly the Al-Qaeda element in Iraq, and just the level of destruction that they're having, the level of killing that they're doing inside of that country is terrible.
In other words, we have the clip of him last year on Al Jazeera laying out that he was ordered by Obama to do all this, and it's just absolute treason. But Obama now goes on with Fareed Zakaria, who's a Bilderberg minion, and he's their little press guy, and just says, oh, they never gave him intel. I mean, talk about fake news. Oh, but Colbert says I need to grow up, and WikiLeaks needs to grow up, and that we're bad and we're fake news. You are so disgraceful, Colbert, stepping into a man's world as a comedian and then disgracing yourself. Let's go out to break, though, with an even bigger lie. Obama says there's never been any terror attacks in America while he's been president. What do you call all these events and shootings and bombings and everything else? I mean, there's been like 20 of them. Here it is.
We should take great pride in the progress that we've made over the last 8 years. That's the bottom line. No foreign terrorist organization has successfully planned and executed an attack on our homeland.
Hassan was openly under the pressure of Al-Qaeda. wondering. They're all clapping. People rubbing their eyes. Some of them said, what am I hearing? It's like Santa Claus.
Not because they didn't try.
Oh, knock up.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an international monetary fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and involving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
From the front lines of the information war, this is the InfoWar, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. And a guy I've been interviewing for, I don't know, like 13, 14 years, Max Kaiser is our guest. He's been on BBC, he's been on RT, Al Jazeera, U.S. television, a famous, successful stockbroker in his own right in New York, back on CBS TV back in the 80s with all of his shenanigans. Not aging very much, though. The portrait of Dorian Gray there, or whatever his name is. But seriously, you're here, I guess, to interview me for your RT.
Yeah, you're a tough man to get a hold of, Alex Jones. You know, I mean, here you are, redefining media in America. You've redefined alt media in America. You've brought over the message of the masses to the population, altered the course of the recent election. Alex Jones. So we're here to interview Alex Jones. Of course, nobody else can get an interview with you. All the mainstream media, you're snubbing them, rightfully so, because they're all troglodytes. They're out of touch. They don't know what they're doing. So only my show, Kaiser Report on RT, was able to get an interview with Alex Jones.
Well, I wasn't going to brag about that, but I mean, why? They don't do real interviews. They talk to you for 3 hours, edit it to act like they're journalists, and twist it. What's the point?
Well, we're seeing the death of mainstream media, which is fantastic, because all these corporations all turned into this oligopoly where they just 5 or 6 corporations own all the media output in America.
And it's in the WikiLeaks, like you always said, though. It's a talking point. It comes out from the corporation to the White House or whatever, and then it just gets repeated by everybody.
Well, yeah, that's why the so-called fake news, because there's no competition. There's not enough diversity in media. So you end up with 5 or 6 media outlets rushing to be the first to report on a story.
Look, the new and alternative media isn't perfect because it's so huge and so diverse. But to have the big 6 conglomerates, now it's 5, pointing at everything but them and saying it's all fake when they're so discredited, this is desperate.
Well, look at Brian Williams. I mean, he was caught floating fake news, and he's a fake newscaster, and they booted him from his primetime NBC.
Can I say I was an astronaut, maybe the first man on the moon?
Of course. Well, it's your show, Alex. I would not want to interfere with anything you have to say.
That's the equivalent of that. He was shot down by an RPG in Iraq. Not true.
Right. So they manufacture news. You know, Noam Chomsky wrote a famous book, Manufacturing Consent, how the mainstream media is co-opted for the corporate agenda. And that is that is a textbook on how to create fake news. Now, the alt media space and what InfoWars has done has been to bring a news source to America, but also introduce what I would call the acid meme to shoot down the fake news of the mainstream media. So when they jump on some of these stories that are, let's say, Pepe the Frog, for example, which turned into a Hillary Clinton bashing, killing meme, that generated from 4chan, it generated from the internet, it was picked up by...
It caused a Streisand effect.
Right, it caused a Streisand effect. She buys into it, and she looks stupid. But because she's not really in touch with how the media works in America anymore, she sets herself up to look stupid. People who are actually involved in media every single day, who quote multiple media sources, go to international media sources... They saw the gestation of that fake meme.
Exactly. It's not that any of us are perfect, but we just go to the wide spectrum different views. We're not in the regurgitation echo chamber they're in. They're claiming we're in an echo chamber. We're in a total free-for-all.
Well, I've been on RT. I've done 1,000 shows for RT. Russia Today comes out of Moscow. They claim that Russia's behind all of these interrupt.
Have you ever gotten a talking point?
I've never been asked to talk to any of these sources. New York Times has never asked me to talk to them or any mainstream media outlet. You would think that they would want to talk to me.
But you've told me that
I got the number one.
You've told me the Russians never give you any talking points.
No.
It's like unheard of. Everybody I know that's been on RT says I've probably been on there 200 times. They've never told me don't cover this or do that. You try to go on CNN, it's like 3-hour interrogation.
Look, BBC is the worst. The BBC, you put you through 3 or 4 interrogations before you go on, and a lot of times they just steal your stuff and give it to some other producer, and they don't even...
That's what they do. They get you there, and they'll have 3 guests, only planning one, and then interrogate you, find out what you're going to say, and I learned... You've got to actually lie to them. I never lie, but this is a military operation against them. I would lie just to get on. I started saying, I'm not going to lie to get on. I had to lie to them about what I was going to do to Piers Morgan.
Well, it's amazing how, remember, you were on...
to get on live, the big secrets live.
The Andrew Neil show on BBC where you got, he made a gesture, you know, like you were a crazy person. But now who's looking crazy? I mean, the BBC has been aghast at the Brexit vote, the rise of Nigel Farage, and they were...
The Italians just voted to start getting out of the EU?
Right, they're totally caught flat-footed because they're not in touch with actually what's happening in the media space, what's happening in the news, and they totally misunderstood what you're all about and what you're doing. And so now we have the Trump effect, and the Trump effect is a remarkable phenomenon in American history. This is basically... And we're going to see now the Constitution in action because I think Trump is going to approach this presidency in a way that we haven't seen maybe ever. He's going to just take he's not beholden to anyone. He's going to take a look at every single deal, every single relationship, and it's up for review.
You know, that's like he said, everything should be a deal by deal basis, not some secret multinational agreement we then don't get to even look at and then we follow. And by the way, I tend to exaggerate when I'm putting myself down. I wouldn't even call it lying. It's like you try to call into talk radio. If you don't say what they agree with, they won't let you get past the call screener. So you've kind of got to put out a topic they want to hear to actually get on, or C-SPAN or anything. And so you basically have to play dumb before you can get on CNN or Fox. But they've learned that, of course, they always break. They always attack first. I said, yes, I won't attack if he doesn't attack. So then he attacks, so then I attack. Now, that's not really lying. It's just what I'm saying is, they are super deceptive, so you've got to get into deception mode to even get on their channels because it's so scripted.
Right. You've got to get into having a way to break through their wall, their monopolization of the media, and you've successfully done that, and you've brought over the transom a guy like Donald Trump. So now Donald Trump is president of the United States.
Well, I don't want to take credit for Trump, but what's crazy is, I'm just going to leave it at this, the Trump folks give me credit. And then, mainstream media makes jokes and goes, oh, yeah, Trump's just manipulating Jones. No, they have the metrics. I mean, they're there with the numbers. They know we have a monthly reach just on Facebook of 1 billion people.
But no, I don't know why anyone wouldn't think that you were directly involved.
But I'm not trying to brag about me. You're huge as well. I mean, RT has, what, 18 million viewers routinely for your show. The point is that and your show is just about global news and information.
Yeah, but, we have been censored heavily in the U.K. on our show. You know, the regulator...
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, the regulator in the U.K., Ofcom, routinely censors us. In other words, Russia today and RT, they never censor us. They never give us any editorial guidance whatsoever. We're free to be journalists.
And let's be clear. I read U.K. News. They're pushing to get RT off TV there.
They're always pushing to get RT off the air because it represents competition, and they hate competition. They don't want any competing views whatsoever. They want only the government line.
I saw the number 18 million a week for your show. Is that conservative?
Well, yeah, it grows pretty rapidly. You know, the station itself gets 70 million viewers a month now. I think it's number two.
And you're one of the hottest shows.
Well, we get 20, 25 million viewers a week, I guess, per show. It's very widely.
It's bigger than 18 million. Okay, it's grown. Okay. Well.
But
I mean, I just want to point out it's the info that's popular. And they're there all arrogant like they're movie stars at CNN when their average show has 200,000 viewers. They're a paper tiger facade. Can we say the mainstream media has now officially died?
You know who's officially, I think, on the ropes are the Young Turks. I mean, the Young Turks incident leading up to this election, I think, was classic Alex Jones, because the Young Turks were so snide, they were so arrogant, they were so full of themselves, they had so much confidence that their girl Hillary was going to win. Alex Jones just did the Alex Jones thing and walked onto the set and said, you know, there's another country out there. It's not just happening in your studio. There's other people out there with other concerns, and they were very dismissive of you. And they look completely uninformed and out of touch. And what we've noticed on our show, you know, a lot of celebrities said, if Trump is going to win the presidency, they're going to leave America. You know, I said, if Trump's going to win the presidency, I'll come back to America. You know, we're back. We're doing reports all over America to talk to people who voted for Trump because the mainstream media did not talk to any of these people.
I want to skip this break so we have more time, Max. Why do you think suddenly... They say restaurant traffic's up like 40%. Suddenly, factory orders are up in a record number. Suddenly, Japan's going to invest $50 billion in high-tech next year. Suddenly, Ford says we'll come completely back because we have a president who isn't out to sell us out.
Confidence. You know, business relies on confidence. America is a country built on the notion of fake it till you make it. You know, it's a land of the entrepreneur. And Donald Trump's an entrepreneur, and he awakens the entrepreneur.
He's Americana.
He is Americana.
So it's like a horse and carriage.
When I compare him to Oh, well, look at Steve Jobs for a second. Here's a guy who took products that were made by the U.S. government. Everything in an iPhone comes out of the U.S. government DARPA program. He didn't invent anything. He can't write a line of code, but he's a great promoter. And he designed...
He packaged the great products
that the taxpayer essentially funded. And he packaged it beautifully in something called the iPhone. And Apple's the biggest company in the world.
Same thing Boeing did.
Right. Now, they've got hundreds of billions of dollars offshore. And I'm pretty sure Trump's going to say, look, either open a factory in the U.S. to build iPhones, or you're going to lose that $250 billion parked offshore. It's your choice. In other words, those are the kind of deals he's going to do.
And he's saying, look, bro, you know, we built your whole deal. You know, you're going to come back here.
Look, all of American success has at its root the American coast-to-coast infrastructural connectivity of the highway system, the internet system, and a common currency and a common government. It's the American system. And so corporations who don't pay heed to that, who are not willing to recognize that, who take everything offshore after they build the value here, Trump is saying, you're going to have to pay.
What do you make of these leftist unions? And I know it's not left or right, but after he saves 1,080 of the jobs, he couldn't save 320. And the head of the union that Trump's been so gracious to comes out and bitches and said, you lied, keep them all, before he's even in office. He said, once I get in, if people are doing unfair stuff, I'll do, one part deals that put tariffs on you. And now the left is all bitching, taking his victory, turning it into a defeat. But then some leftists that are being more honest are saying, we need to back off. This is actually populism. The American people want this. The country's falling apart. Let's not kill America. So I think they went to the point of actually wanting to kill the golden goose. The globalist corporations actually thought that they could mount our head on the wall, but the people, the intelligence agencies, the InfoWars audience, and others basically staged a counter coup against these people, and they are panicking right now. They are hysterical.
That's all you want. The union leaders, of course, are going to be lobbying for their union advocates for union needs, union agenda. That's fantastic.
Sure, but how do they bitch when the same union couldn't keep the business there? Obama didn't even care. Trump keeps 80%+ of the business, and they're not happy.
No, I think he's just going to basically continue along the path of creating a much more fertile environment for jobs, high-paying jobs. I'll tell you what's going to be interesting, though, is that, the fact is that real wages in America have gone down for years. However, because of globalization, prices for stuff like DVDs and televisions and clothes have gone down faster. So even though the average American quality of life has, let's say, gone down in some regard, or wages have gone down, you don't feel it that much.
The wages have gotten cheaper.
Because the prices of products at Walmart have gone
down. And by the way, that's
faster.
The one thing that Karl Marx really got right.
Have dropped faster. So let me finish. So if, in other words, if Trump says, let's bring in higher wages and your real incomes are going to go up, well, that means that probably the prices for stuff are going to start going higher than wages will start going higher. So in a lot of ways, your income may go up a lot, but your quality of life might not go up.
Really, but we still need the industrial base to be a sovereign nation and to be self-respecting people. We have to have a world built where humans are involved in things, or we basically rot and die.
I think the industry that's going to get hit is the defense industry. I mean, we saw it already with the discussion about Air Force One. He's willing to take on the defense contractor who built Air Force One and saying, it's overpriced and stock, took a hit as a result. That's clearly where he's going to be able to start paying down America's debt. If America's got $20 trillion worth of debt.
That's what he's going to find. It's not anti-American to say we shouldn't be paying $1 billion for a fighter jet that the F-15 they admit is better.
No.
I mean, a 25, 30-year-old plane is better than this billion-plus-dollar plane that is a piece of crap.
That's where he's going to pay down. Look, I'm always anti-banker, and bankers are horrible. I hate bankers. I hate Goldman Sachs. I hate J.P. Morgan. I hate Jamie Dimon. But if under the right leadership, they can be turned into a legion of debt diminishers. So in other words,
I was about to say, so you agree with my view, because I see what Trump's doing. He's grabbing a lot of key players, but not to sell out. He has them now doing his will.
He's got the hitmen. He's got the worst.
So he's turning them into his ring wraiths.
That's what I think is going to happen. In other words, if you go to a top banker and you say, look, America's got $20 trillion in debt, bring it down to $10 trillion and we'll give you a 1% fee. That's a $100 billion fee.
They'll do it.
No banker's going to say no, right? It's like in the 1970s, New York City was bankrupt. And they got Felix Rayton over there at Felix Lazard, and he created the Municipal Assistant Corporation Bond, the MAC bond, and they saved New York. So the banker was co-opted to do something positive for that city, and they rebuilt that city. And Trump actually came in during that period, and he bought, developed the hotel near Grand Central Station that had become derelict, et cetera. And that was his era. So now you say to these guys, look, we've got to pay down this debt. I'm going to give you unfettered access to any deal you want to make anywhere, anytime, in any country, and we'll give you a big fee. And as a result, the soundness of the economy goes up, and the ability to create high-paying jobs go up. This is something that Barack Obama, when he took office, it was a global financial crisis, and he simply threw the ball over guys like Larry Summers and Tim
Geithner. Who just want to rig and consolidate the economy.
Who totally screwed us. Totally.
So let's write.
They're the real caprophagists.
They're the ones that created the derivatives, the scams, all of it. So what do you make of Obama saying 8 months ago, 7 months from the election, there's no magic wand to bring jobs back? Bull. If the Chinese have a 15% corporate income tax lower than ours, then jobs aren't going to be here. I mean, he tells the Japanese, I'm going to equal it with China. They go, okay, we're not going to build in China. We're going to move $50 billion here. It's not rocket science. I love how the Heritage Foundation, all these fake right-wing libertarians who aren't libertarians, they go, we've got to stop Trump. He's doing crony capitalism. And then I don't know what's wrong with Sarah Palin. I mean, I guess she is dumb. A lot of people said, I like her as a person. She goes, he's being a crony. No. If Mexico has dirty plants and then we can't even have plants, that's not fair. We have to equalize things out. So how is it crony capitalism to say we're going to lower our tax to the same rate as you to bring jobs back? How is that unfair? How is that not free trade? That is free trade.
Look, Trump's going to take any meeting that makes economic sense. If the left in America organized themselves adequately and walked into the White House and explained to Donald Trump how building huge solar arrays in the desert in America would create jobs and lower the cost of energy, he would be a convert to solar energy.
DiCaprio was there yesterday pushing that.
Okay, I was unaware of that.
By the way,
if you give him a good deal, he's not beholden to anyone. He's not going to be like, it'd be two-faced and say, oh, that sounds great, but, and then, you know, the left needs to get a good deal.
You're an international guy. You live all the world, but I mean, you're a big stockbroker, lived in New York for a long time. I know Alec Baldwin, you know, a lot of the Soroses, all of them. What do you know about Trump? Because everybody I know that's known
Stephen
Trump.
Baldwin is a friend of Trump's, and I'm a friend of Stephen Baldwin's. Stephen Baldwin is the Baldwin who's
nice
a friend of Trump.
He's a nice
Alec
guy.
Baldwin does the Trump imitation.
I mean, he hates him, but you're friends with him.
But I was.
But I'm asking you, what do you know from New York about Trump? Because people that have known him for 40 years say he's the real deal.
I think that he is recognized as your kind of typical New Yorker who likes to do deals. He's a product of the 80s. He's a product of a bull market. Since he won the election, the stock market sat at $1 trillion in value. That's $1 trillion.
So that's the Trump effect.
Yeah, exactly. Because, so that's $1 trillion. That's a lot of money, you know? And so, I think that it gives him a lot of, leverage to go do deals. And he can go to these, countries around the world and say, open up shop in America. Let's get some high paying jobs in America. And with a quid pro quo could be greater access to this market or that market. The country that seems to be completely tone deaf to what's going on here is Great Britain. They're actually shutting themselves off from the global trade grid. And that makes no sense to me whatsoever. Trump is saying, you know what? America's been insular for too long, kowtowing to special interests. Let's open it up. Let's open this sucker up. I'm very excited by the Trump presidency. I think we're going to see America, a rebirth of America.
Why do you think the elites were so scared of him?
Because they can't control him. They can't control him. He's his own man. And so that's quite scary. And
now, I would think of you as a classical liberal. You're anti-war, but you're laissez-faire when it comes to a lot of things.
I'm pro-lesbian.
You've made a lot of accurate predictions.
I'm not a caprophagist.
You've invented a lot of things like the virtual stock market system. And you're a famous journalist. And, you know, you absolutely hated George Bush. I hated him, too. You were disappointed by Obama.
He put Enron in jail. Jeff Skilling.
Yes.
Enron. He prosecuted the banksters, George W. Bush.
Well, I've never seen you more enthusiastic about a political figure than Trump.
Because it gets back to, this is the greatest success of the Constitution and the Founding Fathers we've seen in quite some
time. It is a populist rebellion.
Because ideally, the Constitution is written in such a way that anyone of moderate intelligence or adequate intelligence who's you know, fairly successful, can walk in off the street and be president of the United States. That's the way it's designed. It's all checks and balances. It's the people by the
government. Now, the so-called permanent bureaucracy thought they'd taken over forever.
Right, that's wrong.
And they just got their big fat butts handed to them. Stay there. Let's talk about the panic, though, the so-called liberals. I mean, it's cult-like. I thought right-wingers were bad when I was against the Iraq War. These people are flipping out. We'll be right back.
Yeah, but we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, again, I'm not tooting my horn when I talk about this. It is surreal. I never thought that we'd have 40-plus million listeners and viewers a week. I never thought we'd have all the major media attacking us. I mean, Max Kaiser over here, 25 million viewers a week, all over the world. And of course, he's always had big shows for the last 15 years or so. But it's just crazy to see the mainstream media declining. We're exploding. Very, very exciting time to be here. And it's thanks to you supporting our sponsors. A lot of what we do is direct sales so that we cannot have sponsors that control our lives and what we do. And we, for some reason, last time we had this, it sold out in like 4 hours. We got a bigger amount this time. It's hard to develop these type of nutraceuticals. It's so popular, this ozonated olive oil face cream, just a tiny amount does your whole face, that it sold out in, like I said, 4 hours last time. We got it in yesterday. It's going to sell out today. Just one batch of our exclusive ozonated oil cream takes between 3 and 6 months to create in U.S. certified labs. So find out about the Rolls-Royce formula today. Mega specials live now. And this is going to sell out this week because we saw it everything towards the end of the year, or we had to pay tax on it. So we ordered limited stuff towards the end of the year. 25% on DNA Force. DNA Force is loaded with patented BioPQQ compound that's backed by 175 clinical studies and extremely hard to produce. DNA Force also contains CoQ10, digestive enzymes, powerful herbs, and many other high-quality ingredients. You can read about at InfoWarsLife.com. Just one patented ingredient, DNA Force, costs upwards of $30,000 per batch, so we are often out of stock for months at a time. That's the BioPQQ from Mitsubishi America. And that you can actually make 175 claims on because it is so unbelievable. It is the Excalibur, folks. It is the thing that Spaniard was looking for in Florida. I mean, it is unbelievable. And the Japanese are obsessed with it. And this is the strongest formula out there for the lowest price. Medical labs sell stuff like this for $600 a bottle. It's $102 right now, discounted 20%+ off. And we've got products as low as $9.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's the supplement page, InfoWarsStore.com, where you get your Port George Soros shirt and your Hillary for Prison 2017 shirts and your Molon Labe or your Trump is my president. That's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast and making it all possible. Now, he's here. He looks really slick. Now, Max always looks good, but I love this blue suit.
Yeah, I got this in Soho, New York City, at a very chichi spot. Vassar Cat, I guess. Saint-Sauvin. So it's 1620 down there in Soho. But no, some of the products, ozonated olive oil is actually a really good product. I had some on my salad earlier.
Hey,
like it's a double purpose. So you put your face, if you have it on a salad, you just put your face in the salad.
You can eat the salad and get
the treatment at the same time.
It's got air injected into it. It's very special.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously, though.
What?
The women love it. They know what it is. Just ask your...
Hey, you know, healthcare, good skincare is for men, too, now. We can't just say it's only for women. You know, men have to be in the skincare.
Listen, until a few years ago, I always got cracked lips in the winter and cracked skin because it gets dry. That's what I was thinking. Why not put cream on my face? So I do that now. I'm becoming metrosexual.
You're metrosexual, exactly, Alex.
No, I just don't like bleeding lips. As I get older...
It's metrosexual. I think that should be a documentary.
Alex Jones's bleeding lips.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Now let's get serious.
Let's not.
I've been asking some of the questions, but I want you to be able to get into it. But what do you make of the Washington Post? You brought this up first.
Yeah.
They had to retract today, and they admitted their fake news list was fake and that there's no proof that Russians were behind InfoWars or that Breitbart or Drudge, and they even admitted no proof that RT was engaged in fake news because of lawsuit threats. What do you make of the Washington Post retracting? In fact, here it is right here.
Well, again, the mainstream media is collapsing because they've actually built their entire, justified their existence on pushing fake stories for years, and now remember when that plane landed in the Hudson River and people were tweeting from the wing of the plane what was really happening in real time, and that was a huge death knell for the mainstream media. No one got a news crew out there to cover it. By the time the news showed up, it was all over.
So it really is just technology.
Technology is a huge factor in the disintermediation.
We were using laptops 10 years ago to live stream. The mainstream media just started doing it a year ago.
We just shot a Kaiser report yesterday on our phone in the street. You know, 12.5-minute interview. We sent it off to the editor. It'll be on the air tomorrow. Now, how do you compete with that with a news team? You're paying presenters and broadcasters and camera people. You know, you can't compete with it. So they're lashing out. They're saying it's fake. If it's not, if you don't overspend on it, it's fake. You know, and to use Trump's logic, is like, I'm not going to overspend on Air Force One. It doesn't make it any more of an airplane. An airplane has to be functional. Guess
by the way, the word is he's tempted just to paint one of his planes up and say, I'll pay for it.
If it saves money, why not? He'll turn the inauguration into a money profit. It'll be profitable. He'll sell so many sponsorships at the inauguration.
The word is
he'll be a moneymaker.
The word is he's going to turn down the $500,000. He's going to turn down the paycheck.
I think he already said that.
Yeah, he's thinking about it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, he's going to bring back fiscal, prudence. As it should be. Now, as I was saying before the break,
that's another reason they're scared. He is known as a tight one.
He's going to cut them all off from their free money. Now, I've before the break, I was saying America's designed by the founding fathers. You got the checks and balances and the free press that any reasonable person can come off the farm for 4 years or 8 years, do their duty as a president of the United States, and go back to work. And anybody should be able to do this job. It's not the job. You don't need an omnipotent super genius to do this job. Just follow the instructions. It's called the Constitution. No special executive orders. No diverging from.
In fact, it is that special so-called elite that's cloistered themselves and tried to make Washington like the Forbidden City to make it, quote, so complex nobody else can run it.
Right. So let's get back to what this is all about. The fact is you've got government buying for the people. And this is what Trump, I think, to look back and what is to compare him to maybe a Teddy Roosevelt, who came in and it was a trust buster. He was considered a betrayed his class. He came from a rich family. But he broke up the barons.
A true maverick.
Yeah, he was a progressive. He was the original progressive, was Teddy Roosevelt. It was actually now considered to be a progressive. And he broke up, you know, the robber barons as they were.
But he was a real progressive breaking them up. I love how the modern left, and I talked about this earlier. Please give me your view. I've had people at restaurants come up and go, I don't like you, and show me a gun because of Trump. I was at the gym today, and there'd be women 20 feet away, and they'd look at me, because now I'm all over the news, and they would actually stumble away like they were scared because they're just demonizing. So it's a minority of people that still believe it, but man, the ones
believe
that...
Believe what? I don't know. What are you saying?
Believe the mainstream media. But I have people drive by and go, F you, Alex Jones, now. I mean, the so-called liberals are whacked out of their brains and are so mad that I supported Trump.
No, you've become the new Walter Cronkite, and this is a new Vietnam War. You know, you're now the mainstream media. You're now being seen as the face of what they perceive to be a problem. So this is the risk of being successful, is that you've become the thing that you were protesting against.
I never wanted to be a celebrity, but I'll just announce it. It's horrible. Well, I mean, I'm happy to do it for the country, but let me tell you, you go somewhere and everybody's looking at you, and maybe eight of them like you, but two of them want to kill you. It's not fun.
Well,
you get recognized everywhere too. How do you deal with it?
I hide behind Stacey. Basically, Stacey, you know, she has enough training in martial arts to
protect. You do wear a hat too.
She carries a small.
I'm going to start doing like
firearm.
I'm going to start doing like Grudge does. I'm really going to buy a big hat. And start wearing sunglasses. I've been fed up, man.
But this is what we were talking about last year, Alex Jones, is that, you know, this is all going to work out as you said it would, but then you would be the face of this. So this is basically now your new reality. You know, this is the new reality of Alex Jones. So, but this is the responsibility. You've got 4 years at least now of this Trump presidency to carry the ball. You know, to make sure people are not being bamboozled by the imposters and the bamboozlers. You know, that's you, the tip of the spear. Well, the spear just went into the rhinoceros of mainstream media that's now dying. And you're pulling the spear out. And they're like, yeah, I did it. But that's right. You did do it. But
well, we did it. The listeners did it. You did it. Everybody did it. But we are. Now, I'll just say we've been singled out with a few people. It's like Trump, Bannon, me, Drudge. But they can't really get to him. I'm not bitching. I'm just like, I don't get it. If Hillary would have won, I'd have been okay. Get ready for even higher ratings. You know, we did the right thing, but we're going to oppose her now and try to get her impeached and you know, try to. But quite frankly, it would just be a new fight. I wouldn't be mad at Democrats like cussing at them.
No, but you're the top dog. You're the top dog. People are going to. You're the guy to knock off. Okay, that's what happens when you become number one.
Well, NPR on the hour is lying about me.
Well, you're the guy to knock off. But, I mean, I think you should, you know, take a moment.
But don't they get there so discredited that when they try to knock us off, just like they did Trump, it empowers us?
No, because you have to understand it's all very, you talk about social Darwinism. I mean, this is going to be a classic example of social Darwinism because now you've got the.
They don't get the world's moved on.
As Spiro Agnew referred to them, the nuttering nabobs of negativism are now going to be focusing on the top dog, Alex Jones, and you're going to be the target of a ferocious attacks going forward. But that's the price of having put Trump in the White House, essentially.
I just don't get, well, I'm certainly part of it. The audience did it. I mean, Trump told me that personally, but they've got the numbers.
It started
just don't.
In Waco, Texas. You know, the injustice of Waco spawned Alex Jones. And for 25 years, you've been pointing this out. And then finally, the mainstream media became so tone deaf and so out of touch that the voters said, you know what? Let's just kick the bums out. Maybe Alex Jones is right. Now they've got Trump in the
Well, enough about me, but it is surreal because we're all part of it. But it is really one of the main focal points. Take the Pope. You know, he first got in, even though there was a lot of controversy. I thought, oh, he's going to help the poor. Oh, he's such and such. I don't want to dislike this guy, but he's now joined in saying get rid of fake news. He's now joined in doing all this stuff, and now he says Pope pontificates on fake news, calls it a sin, and likens it to sexual arousal from excrement. And I learned a new word.
Caprophagist.
It's a court.
Caprophagy.
Caprophilia.
Right. Caprophagia.
Okay, so,
it's,
and he
it's
says...
like, you know that movie with Divine called Flamingos by John Waters?
I know, I did not.
Okay, it's a famous underground movie where this enormous woman slash man, she's on the sidewalk and she's actually eating dog feces, okay? And this is a famous underground...
It's a documentary film about Hillary?
it's a film called Flamingos. Starring Divine, who is this huge transsexual or transgender star at that time. So this is where caprophagy being mentioned by the Pope, it's very interesting.
Isn't that kind of blasphemous? It's like coming out of his mouth. Even I'm learning about this stuff now, and then meanwhile,
there it is. There's Pink Flamingos. I'm sorry, Pink Flamingos. John Waters.
And let's scroll down. It shows some of the shots from the movie.
And if you go to YouTube, there's you'll find the video from the clip from that film.
Simulated turd gobbling.
Where she's actually a gobbling turd on the street.
But the reason I raised
this, she actually ate dog poop.
But hold on. I'm asking, why?
That's the Pope. That's where the Pope is going.
The divine of Catholicism is
the new Pope. It's actually the divine of Catholicism over there in the Vatican. It's a new John Waters film called Pink Flamingos and the Pope. That should be the sequel by John Waters. Get John Waters on the phone. He lives in Baltimore, Maryland, I believe. Have him do the sequel to Pink Flamingos right now.
With the Pope starring in it.
The Pope could be in
the Pope
film.
In drag.
The Pope, and he's already wearing the cape and the pointed hat. And
he's already got
the
pink panties on.
He comes with his own wardrobe. It's a cheap
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but that's what I'm saying. Here's the deal. I know the media tomorrow, NPR, all of them will say, I said the Pope eats poop, and I'm trying to be gross here. He took us there. The point is, they'll never say he said it. See, that's why they're fake news. Watch. Tomorrow, they're going to say, I blasphemed all Catholics. Which, I love Catholics. That's not true. I'm telling you. He's the one saying we eat poop. But we're not allowed to say it about him.
There's only one Alex Jones. You can't be frightful or fearful that you're going to wake up in the morning and there's going to be another Alex Jones.
Have you seen the face here?
Alex Jones.
You see the face here? This is the Pope figuring out somebody else ate his poop.
Well,
and he wanted it for himself.
You know, what's remarkable about this statement from the Pope is that, isn't it the previous Pope who's actually been involved in a sexual scandal? That's why he left.
That's how he got in. It was reportedly
right.
The
previous Pope.
Everything under the sun.
He resigned. The previous Pope, remember, he resigned, and no one could really explain exactly why, except there were rumors that he was up to. This was after, just a few years ago, they had the Murphy Report in Ireland, where Ireland actually closed their embassy in the Vatican due to the Catholic priest pedophile scandal. And you had this enormous wave of Catholic priests involved in pedophilia, and it was challenging the Vatican and the Pope, and they were in trouble. They were in genuine trouble. And the Pope at that time, a German fellow, Ratzinger, you know, he was allegedly involved in some sex-related scandals. He stepped down, and they bring in this new Pope who you got to hand to the Catholic Church. They know how to survive because this new guy was a populist. He's on his knees kissing poor people's feet, and he's bringing a common tongue.
The word is, though, he thought maybe they had pooped.
Now we're learning something new from this Pope. I was unaware that he was so conversant in caprophagy and pink lavingo.
Listen,
that was in the work of John Waters.
You know what this meant. I didn't even know what that was.
I used it on my show once because I like to get a lot of words on my show.
No, you're all about work. Every show you have some weird words.
In France, I was able to get a lot of words in. I was the first person probably to get the word bukkake mentioned on international TV.
That's right, because the French have national speech police. They don't claim it's censorship. They claim it's defense of the French language. What's it called, the defense of the French language thingy?
The Academy de Francais.
Yeah, that's it.
So I said that basically Ben Bernanke was engaging in monetary bukkake, where he was essentially, ejaculating.
Let me ask you this. What world are we in where the Pope is admonishing us as poop eaters?
We're in a post-Catholic. You know, the Catholic Church already collapsed once, a few centuries ago due to the advent of the printing press. Now the new Catholic Church is collapsing again due to the advent of alt media. So they've already, this is the movie, we've seen this movie before. So you had, of course, the reformers in the Catholic Church, who famously, posted on the wall of the Vatican, on the door.
Martin Luther,
you know, he had that moment in Catholicism where it was totally reformed. And now this is, we're the new Martin Luther, and this is the new outdated Pope. The Catholic Church is trying desperately to
think they're going to reform by becoming like communists, but he's in this rich armored compound saying open the borders of Europe, but they're not bringing migrants into his place.
Remember, the Catholic Church was challenged by Gutenberg's printing press, and knowledge was passed.
The internet of that day.
They didn't have the exclusivity on knowledge. Now think about the church these days with the emergence of virtual reality. How are they going to push their agenda as Catholics into a world where people are, this technological revolution is taking on a whole new dimension, and they just can't keep up. So they're lashing out as well. But they've already collapsed once. They're going to collapse again. Mainstream media is collapsing. The banking system is being refinanced.
That's my next question when we come back.
To Trump.
Where is the economy?
Because I have a mixed emotions about this.
Well, that's my next question, because you really are a smart guy on economics. When we come back from break, the world was already teetering on the edge of collapse. All the signs were there. It was admitted. German banks about to go under. And then now here comes Trump. And suddenly, all over the world, stuff's upticking, and just the optimism of not having a bunch of Goldman Sachs banks wanting us to implode so they can consolidate control. What happens when Mr. Prosperity shows up? How do those two, like hot air and cold air, when they hit, are there going to be tornadoes?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think we're going to see some
wind shear.
We're going to hail storms. I mean,
yeah.
Strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com is here. Got the hit show on RT, reaching 25 million people a week. You can catch it. Check out information at RT.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Max Kaiser is wound up. We're going to open up the next hour with Anthony Cumia co-hosting with us, and then I'm going to go tape some shows with him for his big show, MaxKaiser.com. Follow him on Twitter, you name it. Before I go any further, the sponsors make it all possible. Solutions from Science has a new solar generator that's pocket-sized. This one, even though it's pocket-sized, can even run a lot of 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators. You can also keep your food from spoiling. It's mobile, so you can jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even aeroplanos. It provides an endless supply of electricity from the sun, which they are trying to now attack solar panels, but whatever, you can hide it. Go to privatepowergrid.com. It's privatepowergrid.com. You can buy one right now, and if you use the promo code Alex at checkout, you get a second one free, plus a bunch of off-the-grid bonuses that are free, too. It's a great deal. Claim yours today, privatepowergrid.com. Get one half off with promo code Alex. And also, Revelations, Dawn of Global Government. Yeah, it's kind of dead on arrival, but the fight's just begun, folks. Because we're having some victories. Let's not start, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, celebrating. This new film, directed by Chuck Undersea, stars General Jerry Boykin, the most famous Special Forces commander ever. Charlie Daniels, G. Edward Griffin, Joel Skousen, and myself, Alex Jones. It covers a range of topics, such as prophecy, Gen 21, the Federal Reserve, nationalism versus globalism, and much, much more. Visit revelationthemovie.info. That's revelationthemovie.info to purchase the DVD, and they're great patriots. They deserve your support. Or check out hosting it at a theater or church near you, revelationthemovie.info. It's all part of the big wake-up call, and Charlie Daniels is in it. All right, we got a long way to go, a short time to get there. I'm like, I talk 10 hours, your energy just energizes me, Max. You got a bunch of notes you want to hit there.
Sounds like a Johnny Cash song.
That's right.
Got a long show to do, but...
That's it, Jerry Reed. But listen.
Yeah.
You got a lot of notes we'll cover in the next hour. But first, tell me.
I got like three notes. That's it. I already could profit you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
$1 trillion in that, and we covered that.
Okay, we'll do it in a minute. But the economy, because like you said, it's a mixed bag.
Vladimir Putin says to say hello, by the way.
Did that really happen?
Oh, yeah. He said, when you see Alex Tom, I said hello.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I better not go over there, though.
I'm going to interview Putin this year.
Really?
Yeah, going over there.
Now I am interested in this, because I was told by the head of RT America before they even launched it,
yeah,
like 8-9 years ago, Putin's a big listener, and by the way, you know, he likes how you play.
He loves my show. He imitated me at the 10-year anniversary dinner.
Well, I know you're a big star all over the world, but then Putin knows you.
Yeah, he imitated me. I did this thing where David Cameron ripped his shirt off at the governor's dinner, and he looked at this clip, and he said, your journalists are very interesting. The one, Max, who ripped his shirt off is very interesting.
Let's get back to the Putin thing. Oh, this will be newsworthy. Let me hear this. What did he say?
Well, I'm just telling what he said. You know, he's imitating me. And Jesse Ventura was there at the dinner. And
all the people said hi to Ventura. Ventura told me that.
Yeah. And
he said, say hi to Alex.
Yeah. Alex
wow.
Jones said, say hello to Alex Jones. He's going to come on my show this year. Moscow is beautiful in the springtime. And
we actually got reached out to years ago by some people, and I checked. It was like, yes, Putin wants to come on, but he wants to talk about hunting because you're from Texas. And I was just
I noticed you like to go bare-chested now. I mean, I think Putin started that.
I did that as a joke.
That whole bare-chesting thing.
And I did it to troll the media.
This drives liberals crazy, because Putin dares to be a heterosexual. So therefore,
can we Google Alex Jones on a horse?
Evil in some way.
Alex Jones on a horse.
You know, Putin's heterosexual. And so therefore...
I'm not bragging, but aren't those some big pecs? And people are saying...
awesome pecs. You know, those are Putin-sized pecs. You've gotten Putin pecs. Alex Putin pec. That's right. He on the horse, all naked, you know. So this is what drives the liberals crazy, you know, especially in Britain, where not a single person in government would be classified as, you know.
Well, I should have been laughing, because I was laughing when I did it. I did it to troll him, and then the media was like in a whole bunch of newspapers. They go,
he's a role model. He's bringing peace around the world. He's a statesman, you know, and so.
See, I am a Russian agent.
And Trump figures that, you know what, the greatest way.
Hey, scroll down to the one for me and Planet of the Apes. Look, there's one we did Planet of the Apes, too.
The way to save $1 trillion is to cut a deal with Putin to fight terrorism as a joint task force. Save $1 trillion. Bring back more jobs.
Okay. Thanks for dropping the Putin thing on me, but can we please get into the economy?
Yeah, I thought we were out of time.
No, we're done. There's more.
What do we got? Overtime?
It goes on and on. No, we do a fourth hour now. Stations all pick it up.
Fourth hour?
We have,
this is worse than Joe Rogan.
We have
3 hours of Joe Rogan. I thought that was insane.
We're going 10 hours.
I'm never on Joe Rogan. I,